Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to share the experience I had yesterday with the Leos at the intersection Borrowdale and Churchill. I was picking up my son from an extra lesson, had him in the car on my way home. It was about 4:15, somewhere there. So I was on Churchill, attempting obviously to turn right onto Borrowdale Road. So they stopped me. And they asked me for my license, which she grabbed from my hand when I showed her, number one. Then she asked me, where are you going? So I said, I'm going home. She says, okay. Then I got told to pull over on the side, which I did. Then another guy comes with her to the car and says, we're actually arresting you. So I kind of giggled, thinking, okay, like, is this a joke? And she said, no. We're actually arresting you because you're not wearing your mask properly. So I said, I've got my mask on. It's hooked onto both ears. I had just pulled it down. So it was just like my nostrils were out. My nose was out. So I said, so I've got my mask. It's not that I don't have the mask. I pulled it slightly down because it is boiling hot in the car. My son has his mask on. She didn't want to hear that. She just said, just pull over the side. We're going to take you right now to Borrowdale Police Station. They're going to open up a docket. And since it's Friday, you're going to spend the night in the cells, but they'll take you to Chikurubi Prison. And on Monday, you'll be taken to court where you can go pay your 20,000 fine. So I said, okay. And I'm watching like a few cars passing by, no masks, nothing. So firstly, the issue wasn't about my mask because she initially asked me for my driver's license, which I produced. She asked where I was going. I gave her that answer. So the minute they asked me to pull over, I was obviously aware that they were actually just looking for something and after money. So I assumed, because I drive a Mercedes, that they thought, okay, no, she obviously has money, so maybe. But my issue was the terminology she used in front of my child. She told me, wave goodbye to your son now. He was now in tears. He's only 12 years old. He's now in tears. And she continued on to say, park your car over there, go into that tent. We want to take all your details down. So I said, okay. I stepped out of the car and I said to her, look, if I've broken the law and all of that, I'm well within my right. Can you show me an official piece of legislation that, so I can understand exactly where I've broken the law? Because I understand if I just didn't have a mask on, it was actually on, just that because of the heat, I pulled it down slightly. And my son had a mask on. The worst part of it all, she herself did not even have a mask on. She was very, very aggressive. So was the other guy. Obviously my son was in tears. I said, look, I'm going to get my mom to pick my son up, to get him out of this situation, because he's actually traumatized now and thinks his mom is going to jail. And then she says, well, you are going to jail. So if I were you, we'd just wave goodbye to him now because you are going to jail. Anyway, I called my mom. My mom came. My mom drives a Mercedes, and I watched everything, like their expressions, everything. They were all smiling at each other, thinking, okay, probably here's payday. So by this time, my son didn't want to go because he was afraid and scared and saying, my mom can't go to jail, so I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. So I called a cousin of mine to come, and I explained to him the situation. So he said, okay, fine, I'm coming there. He came with a friend of his. But because he took time to get there, the time my mom came, they said, well, your child now is taken care of, so you can come into this tent. So I went into the tent. They're taking down my details. And bear in mind, at this point, they still had my driver's license and would not let it go. They took my address down, everything. Then she says to me, look at what I'm writing in this book. And then she writes arrested in capital letters. I'm looking at this logbook. There's no other person with the wording that I had. with arrested and those type words and things like that. And then they kept saying, today you're going to feel what it feels, you're going to feel that feeling of a prison in Zimbabwe. Have you ever heard of Chikurubi prison? Because that's where you're going. So obviously I was upset, I was terrified, I was frightened. I just tried to keep my cool and I said, look, I've got kids and stuff. I'm asking you, if I have broken, then they were like, yeah, it's not, do you think we care that you've got kids? Do you think this? Do you think that? And then she says to me, I have asthma, but I wear a mask. And but like I'm saying, it was the aggression, they use the words they used. And I kept saying, I understand fine, a person just not having a mask. My mask was on my face, hooked onto both my ears. Then she said, then they said, okay, well, anyway, we don't care. Bottom line, you're going, we're taking you. So I said, okay, where's your vehicle to take me? And then they were like, no, we're going in your car to Boreo police station. And then from there, we'll leave you there. And if you want to try sort it out with them, you can sort it out with them. We're just doing our job. I actually saw there were two ladies, one just before me, she went in. I actually saw her pulling out a $10 note or whatever they paid and she left. I was obviously just being targeted and they thought obviously I had a lot of money. By this time, my mom was tearing, everyone was just pretty shaken up and they were like, you know what, you need to just get yourself out of this situation. Ask them what they want and let's just go because your child is crying, you're in a state, I'm in a state. My cousin then arrived and tried to talk to them. And then the lady actually pulled handcuffs out and put them on the table and said, yeah, this is what I'm using on you. My cousin came and said, look, let's like really see what the issue is here. How did she actually break the law? You know, then they showed me a message. When I asked to say, can I see the legislation so I can understand exactly where I broke the law? They gave me the mobile phone. It was a WhatsApp message. I looked at the name at the top. It said talent. This obviously was not an official document. And you could actually see that this was something typed out, which they probably sent to each other or I don't know. And they're telling me it was gazetted and all of that. So I said, I do understand. Yes, something came out in the press to say a person is not caught without a mask. You either fine or you may go to court. So I said, my case is different. I've got the mask. It's on me. It's just not covering my nose because of the heat and stuff. And, you know, so now and again, I'll pull it down slightly and then I'll pull it up. I pull it down so it's hot. It is boiling hot in the car. So she's then said to me, the only way out of this, if you want the story squashed here, $250 down is what will get you out of this situation. So I then just walked out of the tent so my cousin could try talk to them. And no, they weren't having it. They didn't want to have any discussion. They didn't want to have anything. Then she says, okay, we can bring it down to 200. So my cousin saw that I started crying. I was in a state. My son was crying. My mom was like, you know. And unfortunately, at that point, I felt like I had my hands tied. We ended up paying the 200 and just kind of drove off. Unfortunately, because of all, you know, everything happening so fast, I didn't actually get that chance to maybe record a conversation. What I did do is at one point, like I said, she didn't have a mask on. I did get pictures of that. So yeah, I was actually detained there for over 2 hours. I got home close to 7 o'clock with my son. He's obviously still pretty shaken up about it. I mean, I am as well. So yeah, I guess this is Zimbabwe for you. The thing is, I did manage to call a friend of mine. He's a prosecutor. And the issue is, by the time he then responded, the whole thing had finished. So he said he was going to go to the police station to try figure out what exactly happened. But the other thing I wanted to point out was when she wrote my details in the book and she wrote the arrested part, when my cousin gave her the money, he said, where is her driver's license? Because you shouldn't even have that in your possession. Then she says, oh no, I forgot to give her back her license. So she gave the license to him. And then he said, so apparently you've logged her in the book for whatever thing. So you can easily then say she's just absconded, and then you can come after her because you've got her details. And then she says, no, I won't. Then she puts just underneath the arrested part, medical evidence was given to prove that she's got a medical condition. So in other words, to say, well, she didn't have the mask, but because she gave some form of a medical report stating that she can't wear the mask. So that's what they put in, and then they're still laughing about it after that and saying, anyway, don't worry, tell her we won't stop her here again. And when I asked the police officer, the other gentleman, I said, look, you know, I pass through here most times. Even every other roadblock I've been stopped, I've never had this issue because I've always had my mask and it's always slightly just below my nostril. And the police, he then said to me, well, this law is for this roadblock only. So in other words, trying to say it only applies to that specific roadblock, which obviously, again, is a whole bunch of bollocks. So I just really needed to share this. You know, obviously I was mulled dry, $200 at that time. You know, I obviously did not want to pay this bribe because this is the reason Zimbabwe is the way it is. But at the same time, I had a crying child in the car. I had my mom all over the place. I myself was terrified and just needed, I just wanted to get home. I just wanted to share this with everyone. So please be careful at that intersection. Apparently, I mean, yes, they're notorious for stopping people and trying to look for some issue. Most people get away with paying $5, $10. I had to pay $200. So I don't know whether it's the color of my skin, number one, or the fact that I was driving Mercedes, and I have no idea. But this is what happened to me. Till now, I'm still a bit shaken up. I'm obviously very upset. My husband's actually not in the country. But yeah, very, very horrible experience that I wanted to share with everyone.